on the record. Thank you. Good morning. I am Susan Drummond, the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today, for the record, is September 29th, 2016, approximately 10 a.m. We have one item on the agenda. This is a consolidated hearing on a shoreline substantial development permit and preliminary short plat that's been proposed by Mr. Hitchman. That looks like the applicant is here today. Thank you. In terms of how we'll deal with this today, the structural, well, first we'll have, we'll hear from the Department of Community Development. They'll summarize the staff report, address whether or not the proposal is consistent with relevant code requirements. Then we'll hear from the applicant, and then we'll open it up for public comment. And then I may have some clarification questions. Staff may have some clarification questions. Just for the record, I have reviewed the staff report, which is one of 24 exhibits. So I've taken a look at those. I'm admitting those all into the administrative record. Also, on Tuesday, I sent an email to Ms. Blondie, the hearing examiner clerk, with a few clarification questions. One had to do with how lot size was being measured, clarification on proposal consistency with density requirements, and then asked that a two-size a drawing of the preliminary short plat be provided at the hearing. So with that, I think we'll let the DCD open this up. Can you state your name for the record?
My name is Catherine Schaefer.
And do you swear to tell the truth today?
Yes, ma'am. Well, like I mentioned, my name is Catherine Schaefer, and I'm a planner with the Department of Community Development. I have a master's degree in urban planning, and I've worked in a local government setting for about 4 years now. And I'm before you today to present a shoreline substantial development and a preliminary short plat. And the reason that we need the shoreline substantial development to create the short plat is because it's within 200 feet of the shoreline. And I know that you already entered into the record, I believe, exhibits 1 through 24. I'd like to add my PowerPoint presentation this morning as exhibit 25.
Okay. That document is admitted. Ms. Blondie will sign it.
No, okay. Fine. Yes, she's got a copy. And as you mentioned earlier, Anthony Hitchman has applied to create a short plat of a 0.22-acre parcel into two different parcels at 11009 Northeast West Kingston Road. The current site is developed with one single-family residence, a concrete bulkhead, and a recreational dock. And I'd like to take you through some maps, starting with the location of the subject property within Kitsap County. And it's in North Kitsap County off of Northeast West Kingston Road, which is a county-maintained road off of Highway 104. And then we're going to zoom in just a little bit more to the regional aerial map. And you can see the shoreline property is highlighted in green here. And you can see Highway 104 dead ends right into the Kingston Ferry Terminal to the right of the, or to the east of the property. And here is the zoning designation map. The property is zoned urban low. And as you can see, the surrounding zones vary. To the east and west is also urban low, but to the north is UVC, which is urban village center. The light purple to the northwest is neighborhood commercial. And down the street, just a little bit, that red sliver there is straight commercial. And then a little past that is urban medium. So it's safe to say that this subject property is located in a diverse area with different densities as well as uses. And then we're going to continue to zoom in. And here's the neighborhood aerial. The surrounding properties to the east and west are developed with single family residents. And across the street is a park. And the newly developed Kingston Community Center is actually a little bit further north, but unfortunately I wasn't able to capture that on GIS data. And then we're going to zoom in one more time. And I wanted to just get a little bit closer so you could see the building layer. Sometimes it's hard to see the actual buildings through the existing vegetation. So I just wanted to give you a better sense of the relative size of the surrounding properties to the subject property. And here is the proposed subdivision drawn by the surveyor. I believe that's Exhibit 17. And it proposes a new lot be created. The newly created Lot A, which is towards the shoreline, would be 0.13 acres or 5,873 square feet. And the newly created Lot B, which would be towards the road, would be 0.09 acres or 3,750 square feet. And as I mentioned earlier, the zoning for this property is urban low, and it meets the density requirements as well as minimum lot size. And I'll get into that math on my next slide. And it's my understanding that the applicant wants to divide the property so that each one of his children will have their own lot. And future developments include developing Lot B. And here are our density calculations. 5 to 9 dwelling units per acre as per 17382060. And keep in mind when you're looking at this that we had a Title 17 update in between when the application was submitted to today. So this project is vested to the code that was in effect in April. So this number, if you were to get another short plat from today, would be different. So I just want to keep that in mind. So that's the code that I'm referencing.
Okay. So to the extent it's relevant to the density, if I could get copies of the older code that they vested to, that would be helpful.
Would you want to?
We can deal with it.
Okay.
Later.
Okay.
I'll let you finish your presentation.
Okay.
And then
I just wanted to make you aware that if you were to see another short plat or anything from Title 17, the number would be different.
Okay.
So.
We'll come back to that.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I'm looking at the right code.
Okay. Yeah. I understand. I had to do kind of the same thing as well. So how we make our calculations is we multiply the buildable lot area, which is 0.22, times the minimum, which is 5. We get 1.1. And then when we multiply it by 9, which is the max, we get 1.98. And then we round that up to 2. So this is able to have 1 to 2 dwelling units per acre. And the applicant is choosing to go to the max, which is acceptable by staff and the code. And I just wanted to show you what's on the property now. This is the existing cabin, and it was built in 1935, and it's 612 square feet. And this project was found to be consistent with the comprehensive plan, as well as Kitsap County Code, including the Shoreline Master Plan and Title 17, with no detrimental characteristics. And staff recommends approval of this project with the 24 conditions that are outlined in the staff report. And at this time, I'd be happy to address any questions that you have. I know that we had some questions regarding the size of the lot. Mm-hmm. And I see my error in the staff report on page 1. I believe that I was including the tidelands in the 300, which I made an error. So it is 194.38, giving it a total of 9,623 square feet.
Okay, yeah, and that was clarified by the survey.
The surveyor.
Yes. I may have some follow-up questions.
Okay,
I'll probably let the applicant go first and then, or go next. And then.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, or I'm not sure if you want
we'll come,
to
I'll come back.
I'll come back to me? Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. If you would like to, the applicant would like to step forward. And your name?
Anthony Hitchman.
Okay. And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do today.
Do you have anything to add in terms of what staff has presented regarding the proposal? Anything that you would like to say?
No, not at this time.
Okay. All right. I think what I'll do is open it up to public comment. And I do have some questions back for staff. So you can sit down if you don't have anything to say at this point.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here who wishes to provide public comment on this proposal? Okay. Let the record reflect that no one in the audience has indicated that they wish to comment. So back to staff. Are there any code provisions that are relevant to either it would be the plat, because I think you all have updated your shoreline master program in 2014. So
yes.
That I'm looking at the correct SMP.
Yes, right? You are, yeah.
All right. So it's just the platting provisions. Are there any new provisions that I should be tracking? Because I looked at the online code Which presumably has been updated with the newer ones. I just want to make sure I'm looking at, particularly with regard to the density question, make sure I'm looking at the correct requirements on that. Are there any, code provisions that have been changed after the applicant vested that I need to be aware of?
So it's my understanding that the only thing that changed may in this particular case would be the numbers of the code citing. I don't think any of the intent changed, if I'm correct.
So it was recodified. The substance wasn't changed. It was just there was a recodification, or did the actual density numbers change in terms of the number of?
No, it's my understanding that the density numbers did not change. It was just like the code citing, like 17382 is now 17400 or something like that.
The recodification wouldn't really matter too much for.
No, I just wanted to make it clear that if you had the code citing, you wouldn't say. 382 doesn't say that. It says something different.
Okay.
That was my, yeah.
Okay. But the density is 5 to 9 dwelling units per acre.
Correct.
And I did have a question on that, because if you take, and maybe this is how you all calculate density, so maybe it's, and I just want to make sure I understand that correctly, because like 1 acre is, you know, if you divvy it up into square feet, is 40,560 square feet. If you divided it by 9, which is the upper end of the density that would be allowed, you end up with each lot having to be 4,840 square feet. And so you have one lot, lot A is over that, but then lot B would be below that. But it sounds like perhaps you all have traditionally calculated density a little bit different. So I was a little bit confused about how that would apply here.
Okay. I'm not sure how other jurisdictions have calculated density, but I know that in our code it references a ratio. And I can look that up really quick if you want me to, just to give you a better explanation.
Okay.
And
you went briefly, there was a ratio.
Yeah, let me get, yeah. So here's, I just wanted to show my math. This is how we calculated it. It's 5 to 9, and then that gives us a range of 1 to 2. So obviously that's a lot smaller range than some other subdivisions that may happen, but so it can be 1 through 2, and obviously you can't have half a dwelling unit, so it would be one or the other.
Okay, so it's 0.22 times 5, 0.22 times 9, and then you round, I guess, to the 2 is how you get to the 2.
Yes, so in our code it says we round anything up from 1.5
right.
up, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see, and then I had a question on the shoreline setback. I think the staff report had indicated that the shoreline setback's 85 feet from the high water mark.
Yes, ma'am.
And then, I'm looking at here on the short plat, and it says 50-foot shoreline buffer.
So the shoreline
this is from exhibit. This is 17. It was in the staff report.
So the shoreline buffer can be mitigated. The shoreline designation is shoreline residential, mm-hmm. which has a standard buffer of 85 feet.
Right.
It can be reduced down to 50 with mitigation, which typically includes replanting. But it's my understanding that Lot B would be out of the shoreline buffer of 85 feet.
Okay. So is this so Lot A, the house on there and all that stays the same?
Yeah, it's existing.
Okay. Right.
So
okay, that's why. Okay. Got it. I think those are. Oh, and also you had mentioned also 15-foot setback in the staff report.
So that's our standard building setback.
Okay.
So, for example, it would be an 85-foot buffer with a 15-foot building setback. That would be your standard buffer and setbacks.
Okay, got it. I think those are all my questions for
okay.
right now. And the applicant didn't have anything further given the questions or anything. Mr. Hitchman, you didn't have anything to add at this point? No. Okay. Okay. I think that's it then. And did you all have a to-scale drawing of the preliminary plat? And that would, I guess, be Exhibit 17, so we wouldn't need to readmit anything into the record. If not, I can.
Yeah, that was our drawn to scale. So when you sent that email, I brought some more copies though. If
okay.
you would like anything else, so
okay. All right. That sounds good. I think we'll close the hearing for today on this. A decision will issue within 10 days. Is there anything else that we need to address today? I don't believe that there is. So, okay, we're closing the hearing for this morning. Thank you.